USA Radio News.
President Trump spent most of Tuesday in Pittsburgh, a city devastated by the shooting deaths of 11 members of the Tree of Life Synagogue. President Trump and his wife Melania paid their respects to the victims of Saturday's massacre. As a grief-stricken community began to bury the dead, Jeffrey Myers, the synagogue's rabbi, greeted the president along with his daughter Ivanka and son-in-law Jared Kushner, both of whom are observing Jews. Earlier, funeral services were held for some of the victims. The president and the first lady laid stones at each of the victims' memorials. Less than 50 yards away from the president, about 1,000 protesters were chanting, many of them condemning him for divisive rhetoric.
President Trump, you are not welcome in Pittsburgh.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
USA Radio News.
President Trump spent most of Tuesday in Pittsburgh, a city devastated by the shooting deaths of 11 members of the Tree of Life Synagogue. President Trump and his wife Melania paid their respects to the victims of Saturday's massacre. As a grief-stricken community began to bury the dead, Jeffrey Myers, the synagogue's rabbi, greeted the president along with his daughter Ivanka and son-in-law Jared Kushner, both of whom are observing Jews. Earlier, funeral services were held for some of the victims. The president and the first lady laid stones at each of the victims' memorials. Less than 50 yards away from the president, about 1,000 protesters were chanting, many of them condemning him for divisive rhetoric.
President Trump, you are not welcome in Pittsburgh!
You're listening to USA Radio News.
What's on your bucket list? Running a marathon, hiking to the top of a mountain, or maybe surfing? What if I told you you can accomplish all of it at any age? This is Wayne Allyn Root, and I'd like to introduce you to somebody that's changed my life, made me feel years younger, maybe saved my life, my Cenogenics physician, Dr. Bob Letta.
Thanks for the introduction, Wayne. At Cenogenics, we help people look and feel many years younger. We've been in business since 1997. We have locations across the United States, and we've treated over 35,000 patients worldwide. Our age management medicine is proven to work. On the Cenogenics program, you will have your own doctor, exercise counselor, and nutritionist all working together to fine-tune plans especially for you.
Thank you, Dr. Letta. I'm 57 and I feel like I'm 30 again. I feel the best of my life. I have the most energy of my life. Are you ready to start feeling the best of your life? Defy your age with Cenogenics. Call now for your free consultation at 888-YOUNGER. That's toll-free 888-YOUNGER. Or go to Cenogenics.com.
USA's Chris Barnes has an update on the crashed jetliner in Indonesia.
The plane was almost new. The two-month-old Boeing 737 MAX 8 jet plunging into the Java Sea just 13 minutes after it took off from Jakarta, heading for an island off Sumatra. Its pilot had requested clearance to return to the airport just a couple of minutes after the takeoff, indicating a problem, though the exact cause was uncertain. Two passengers on the plane's previous flight from Bali to Jakarta on Sunday described issues that had caused them some alarm. One told TV One the plane dropped suddenly several times in the first few minutes of that flight and it caused some passengers to get sick. Another said the jet's takeoff on that earlier flight was delayed because the crew said there was some type of technical problem. A team from Boeing is assisting with the investigation into why the aircraft crashed. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root, the conservative warrior. My show War Now airs every day right here on USA Radio from 6 to 9 p.m. Eastern. I'm also the star of the Wayne Allyn Root Show on Newsmax TV, reaching over 50 million homes. But my favorite role is speaker extraordinaire. I was opening speaker at many Donald Trump for President events. I speak at Republican, conservative, and college GOP events, and I'm available to be the star at your next event. Contact me to arrange for a Wayne Root keynote speech. Call toll-free 888-444-ROOT. That's 888-444-ROOT. Or email wayneroot@gmail.com.
Missouri Democrat Claire McCaskill is locked in a tight battle to hold onto her seat against Republican Josh Hawley. With more on the story, here's USA's Tim Berg.
As the 2018 midterm elections approach, one of the races everyone is keeping their eye on is the Senate race in Missouri. Now, Democratic Senator Claire McCaskill is currently locked in with a tight race against her Republican opponent, Josh Hawley. She was on Fox News and used the term crazy Democrats. She is asked to explain what she means by crazy Democrats.
The crazy